Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical Report. We've got quite a show planned for you today. The first hour, of course, is our Health and Wellness Hour. Second hour, we have our special guests on, Sean from Less EMF, to help reduce your electrotoxins due to electromagnetic and electrical field. Electrotoxins are silencing your DNA. And Tony from Nutridyne, our most powerful antipathogenic monatomic Tesla-activated Edgar Cayce iodine. Nobody else has anything even equivalent. And, of course, we've got a lot of non-equivalent superior nutraceuticals. Our latest, of course, is the amazing testimonials we're getting from Red Deer Velvet DR. And you take literally one or two pills in the morning, and it starts to regenerate your body. It puts you back into the state when you're a fetus, when you can regenerate and you actually physically don't age. So this allows you to have the building blocks so your cells can rebuild any organ and tissue. Your skin, hair, nails, heart, lungs, kidney, bones, etc. Now, I want to talk about what we do, and I'm expanding the number of radio stations we're doing. I'm very vigorously going after radio stations. If there's a station in your area of the country that you'd like to have the show on, do contact me. Give me the call letters. I will contact the station manager and make sure we get the show there. A lot of time people are traveling. They may not have internet access in their car, but they do have AM, FM radio. And it's also important that we get another networks. We're looking at other networks. We're right now on Revolution Radio and Red State Talk Radio. Because we want to get the message out. A lot of the information we provide on this show is not equaled anywhere else on this network or anywhere else. Both on anti-aging medicine and the geopolitical stuff. We talked about this yesterday. And people need to start understanding that what's going on in our world, you need good information and wisdom in order to make good judgments. I'm looking with bated breath. We'll talk about this in the expansion in Hour 3 with Scott Adams, because Brett Kavanaugh is going to come forward with his testimony, which totally denies all the allegations against him. This witness, obviously, that came forward, Blasey Ford, I saw her testimony, and to me, this looks like a person who's intellectually impaired in terms of her knowledge of the incident, can't name the place and the persons involved, doesn't have corroborating evidence or police report, yet it appears that she is targeting this individual in such a way that was trying to remove him from either being a nominee for the Supreme Court, and I have a suspicion that the Democrats had this list, and apparently the list goes back as long ago as 2012. She states that, without corroborating evidence, that she states this to her husband in so-called psychological care that she had, that Brett Kavanaugh assaulted her. There's no evidence of a police report or anything else, like her parents or anyone else, to corroborate it. So it's my guess, as he says, she says, this is unfortunate because you can't turn a proper court of law, even with a cross-examining attorney such as Mitchell, who's supposed to do the cross-examining, without properly going through rules of evidence and getting all the facts. The fact is, when you look at the calendars for Brett Kavanaugh, you look at his pattern of behavior, and again, someone who's a sexual predator or an alcoholic or has any behavioral problems with inebriating substances, including marijuana or other drugs, they have a pattern, and they have high levels of recidivism. It's minimum 70%. I think it's more like 99%. So the fact there's no pattern here indicates that Brett Kavanaugh is the most believable. And it's my feeling that if Brett Kavanaugh is not confirmed, the Republicans very likely will lose the midterm elections, and we'll have a disaster because it'll be the House that's gone and the Senate won't be gone, and we'll have a continuing ridiculousness on the part of the Democrats to paralyze the Trump government. This will also, by the way, cause a landslide in 2020 when Trump does get reelected, because it's very probable that he will have to put this all behind him. So I think what we're going to start seeing here is that the Democrats resort to any tactic whatsoever to maintain their sacrament of abortion, and they think that Brett Kavanaugh is the most likely constitutional attorney who will turn it back and not consider it fixed law. And this is what's really the ultimate thing here, and unfortunately the people don't realize, even on the women's rights side, that this damages women and their ability to come forward for real rape or assault charges. It actually puts them in great danger that, you know, if you're employed by somebody, would you employ a woman who could eventually use this to blackmail you, or any male could be accused and is guilty until proven innocent? I think this is a crazy situation. And to make it a he says, she says in the Senate, I think is an obscenity. So, you know, this needed to have come up earlier and dealt with in a proper court of law that should have been filed in the local district of where the incident happened years ago. So this kind of thing wouldn't even hold and have a police investigation locally, let alone have a he says, she says in the Senate. So to me, this shows how far the Democrats will stoop, including late in the process. If they want to knock off Cruz, knock off this candidate, Kavanaugh, I think they would have done it earlier, but they were concerned that he was the most likely candidate, the most qualified candidate, and also a Supreme Court justice and the second highest court in the land, that this is going to badly damage the Democrats' plan to eventually control reproduction altogether down the road. And if you don't think this is happening, just watch the states that are moving this way. In the next 10 to 20 years, you can then guarantee the state, under things like carbon credits, et cetera, and the Paris Accord, as they keep on pushing this, will actually control human reproduction. So these women have to realize that this is damaging to them and to their own sex, if you want to call it. It's damaging to women that want to come forward with real cases of assault and rape, and they need to be heard. This is a very bad thing. And unfortunately, what I see happening is Kavanaugh's come forward this afternoon, and it's just a matter of, do the six or so Republicans that are on the fence believe Kavanaugh or believe Blasey Ford? I think I would, so far from seeing the testimony of Ford, she's an actress, so she's been basically very, very fuzzy in her documentation, et cetera. When you look at the letter and even the so-called polygraph, the polygraph just asked her two questions. Did what you say in the polygraph, do you think this is true or not? And then you look at the letter, and it's got all kinds of inconsistency, both four people and two girls and all kinds of other things. You can't remember the building, the time, even the date. So, to me, this is extremely fragile evidence that basically can be dismissed quickly with the calendars and the evidence that Kavanaugh is going to come forward. So why is this important? Because, you see, the same Democrats want to push Obamacare. Obamacare had death panels. I had a neurosurgeon on the show about 3 years ago talking about this, that if you actually, the first violation of a doctor on the death panels was to get fined $500,000, and the second fine was jail, up to 5 years in prison. People have to understand, Obamacare was basically getting totalitarian control over the population. And so are the moves by the Democrats. They don't want to just protect women's right to, quote, abortion, which is murder, or rights to control the reproduction, which is perfectly reasonable to have a valve put in there. No, no. They want to eventually control reproduction altogether. And they want genetic screening to make sure they can screen out people with either birth defects or genes that may actually cause them to have a desire to fight or oppose against the state. If you don't think the rise of the digital, cybernetic, and genetic superstate is coming, you're not paying attention. So that's my opinion so far. I think when I hear Kavanaugh's comments, and hopefully we'll have it before Scott Adams, we'll be able to make some reasoned assessments. But if this is not a kangaroo court, it of course is, because it's a matter of he says, she says. It's not a court of law where the true rules of jurisprudence, and they tried to violate every single aspect of jurisprudence. I'm like half a lawyer myself. Medical legal expert in every specialty, and taken all these courses like Stony Brook Medical Center, Legal Center in New York City, BIMI courses, etc. And I can tell you what I see going on here is a travesty. Now, how does it tie to health care? Well, you want health care that's centered on you and your doctor. Now, when I do consultations, and I get some pretty crazy ones, I had a gentleman here just recently in San Diego who's getting a consult for his dad in Tehran, and the doctors in Tehran can't sort out why he had a stroke. I mean, he had a stroke, and they put him in hyperbaric oxygen, but they don't have the advanced testing we have here in America because of privately funded and medicine that allows advances in medicine and technology. And we have the most advanced technology, whether it's imaging machines or lab tests or genetic studies. We are the most advanced on the planet. So what I'm doing is I'm going to be sending a test kit to this gentleman in Tehran and be packed in dry ice and shipped, probably drawn on Saturday and shipped to make sure it gets back here by Monday to Tutwiller, Washington. It turns out his son started to have some events and had actually what appears to be a heart attack at 34. And they thought he might have even had a stroke, so they put him through all kinds of neurological tests. Now, why is this important? Because conventional medicine is failing the people. In socialist countries like Canada, where I practiced initially, if you don't get an advanced investigative process, you're going to miss the underlying cause of disease. And often if you're older or require specialized care, it's not available. So basically, it's a scam. This idea of a federally funded healthcare run by the state always will be to your harm, your detriment, and also your premature death.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back. I want to go over some of the lab tests that are available. We do a consultation. And by the way, I videotape the consultation. So when you have the documents, like your 11-page history form, medical records, reports on MRI, CT scans, blood work, genetic tests, I videotape it all. And then they give you a Dropbox share file with a professional Dropbox account I have. So you get a video afterward of our video discussion while you're on the phone with me live, usually after the show or on the weekend. A couple of labs, just to give you the highlights of some of the lab tests. And we have direct labs, which is about 15 labs, and that's amazing. I send you the direct link so you can see a kind of example report, plus you can purchase the test kit yourself. And we have other labs, Meridian Valley Labs, and they have some unusual tests. They're out in Tutwiller, just outside of Seattle. We have food allergy tests, organic acids, blood viscosity, a comprehensive cardiac markers test, and these are very unique tests there. We have Viridia Labs. And they have advanced functional markers for heart disease and cardiac markers and cytokines. They're a federally certified lab at a university. Quicksilver Laboratories, whole blood mineral and heavy metal analysis. This uses neutron, high-speed neutron flux, dual-coupled spectroscopy. So very, very accurate method with Dr. Shade. Dunwoody Laboratories, zonulin, leaky gut tests, food allergy tests, IgG, IgM, parasites and pathogens. We have labs that can actually measure PCR, or polymerase chain reaction, of gut pathogens, advanced gut tests. Trace Element Hair Analysis Laboratory, this is in Texas, does a very, it fractionates between the hair shaft and the calyx of the cell of the hair to actually do an advanced analysis. This goes very nicely when you do a whole blood analysis, too. We have a bunch of labs that can do that, whole blood mineral analysis, because if you're missing minerals or you're missing cofactors, certain metabolic processes are shut down or significantly reduced. Pathway genomics, and we're able to do a pathway genomics test for specific gene states. We also have 23andMe and an analysis company called Prometheus that'll take your gene snips from your 23andMe and actually do a data analysis. And it only costs you $5, so I just send you the link. You go to pathway genomics, go in 20 minutes, it'll do a data analysis, download your 23andMe. We have a new lab, SpectraCell Laboratories. We've added, I'm familiar with them for years, but they do a very unique analysis of live mineral and nutrient requirements inside the cell, and they're the best company for measuring telomere length. The telomeres are the infrared antennas that talk between the end of your chromosome and your ion channels that regulate gene induction to make messenger RNA. And this is what we're talking about when we use epigenetic frequency. If you have long telomeres, you're more likely to have a good robust signal between your genes and your ion channels to turn on gene induction of messenger RNA to make structural proteins and enzymes. That just gives you kind of like a wide spectrum here. I can also review and have Citrix share files, so I can do a Citrix share file for HIPAA compliance, for transfer of MRIs and CT scans from universities and labs and whatever. I can do consults all over the world, so I can actually do video conferences with doctors in countries in Germany or elsewhere. I just need a translator. So even in China and Indonesia, as long as there's a translator there, we're all set. what I do is I take the nutraceuticals, give a starter protocol or advanced protocol based on testing, then monitor with blood tests every, say, every 2 months to 3 months to see if actually we're on track to actually change the person's biochemistry, whether they have a genetic defect or they have something else that's causing them to have a delay in recovery. So people need to start understanding that nutraceutical medicine is very advanced functional, if you call living pathology. It's not a minor thing. It's a very, very major advance in medicine and should be fully integrated into everything. So if I have somebody, for example, that wants an alternative to, say, hernia surgery, and I had two hernia cases this last week. One had a groin hernia, male, and he doesn't want to do surgery, which is muscle to muscle. You don't put a mesh in because it'll migrate. And the other is a lady who actually had two inguinal hernias and an umbilical hernia from a lot of weight loss after pregnancies. And both of them, I'm going to recommend to get a Sonic Life machine and take our Collagen Max and NutriMeds Royal Jelly and our NutriMeds minerals will help with connective tissue healing, such as Vitamin Max and Minerals Plus and the Collagen Max and NutriMeds Royal Jelly. And what these will do, a Sonic Life will actually tighten up the connective tissues of the muscles, and you'll see the hernias actually literally retract and pull away as the connective tissue strengthens. So that's a great alternative. And, you know, surgery always has complications, especially if you put in a mesh there and it migrates. There's a lot of lawsuits over that now. We have people that have heart disease. If you have a heart attack or you had angina, I don't recommend now a bypass or a stent. I recommend you get vasomedical ECP therapy. And we recommend the cardiac peptides, Red Deer Velvet DR, and a whole series of our NutriMeds, including CardioVasc to heal the heart and blood vessels, Supernox, CoQ10 Supreme, CoQ10 Ubiquinol, Magnesium Glycinate, VascuCare Carnitine, and things to stop free radicals, including Gamma E Plus, Cell Detox Glutathione and Ultrasimon B1, and Cell Defense Plus, and methylation support with a SAMe. You take a SAMe capsule morning and afternoon, because methylation is very important to prevent the rise in homocysteine that burns the artery walls. And remember, your artery wall and endothelial cells are replaced every 4 days, believe it or not. So with the treatment of 2 months of ECCP therapy and these peptides and other nutraceuticals, we have 100% reduction in angina, chest pain, and no need for bypass. So that gives you an example. Cancer? Well, I just had two cases of cancer, new cancer this week. And the latest case was a cancer of a male who had breast cancer who was spread to his shoulder and his spine. The gold standard is to do a spiral thin section CT and PET scan within 48 hours. The PET will tell you if it's fluorodeoxypositronic glucose positive in the lesions that are found on the CT. You can measure cancer cell marker tests. I always recommend insulin potentiated chemo, and my local doctor that I recommend is Dr. Winkler, who's already taken care of other cases that I have of cancer here in Carlsbad. He's one of the top guys in the country. You want to take the granulocyte macrophage activation factor, which I can obtain from Europe. You want to be taking the dendritic vaccine, which you get after you do the RGCC test in Greece. They can make a dendritic vaccine to make your immune cells recognize and kill the cancer. You want to take the nutraceuticals. You want to take malignant block and elagic acid to repair the DNA and make the cells commit apoptosis. You want to strip off the fibronectin capsule of the tumor with Inflamex. You want to take myco-D2 oncomycin to help your immune cells fight and kill cancer. And you want to take things that are going to increase the ability of your immune cells to create signaled oxygen, such as a cell detox glutathione and the proper minerals are going to support it, with Minerals Plus to support your killer activity of your white cells against cancer. So there's a whole range of nutraceuticals, micelle D3, micro D2, and the anti-cancer nutraceuticals, and boosting your immune system as well. And of course, Cell Defense Plus is the only nutraceutical in the world that has an absorbed form of curcumin that will actually get rid of cancer mother cells. So that gives you an idea. Peripheral neuropathy. It responds very nicely to a combination of sonic life, vibrational frequencies, and of course I have the vibrational frequency tables. I'll be posting them out so anybody can read them anytime. There are Qigong frequencies that have been useful. I added additionally these epigenetic frequencies depending on the disease state based on research from Linus Pauling, where I work. And my work's proceeding very nicely. I'm actually using spectral analysis. And you can actually take nutraceuticals like Gamma E+, Ultrathiamine B1, Neurogen, and Sphinglin to remyelinate the peripheral nerves and heal them. And, of course, you want to take BioLVR that has activated B6, B12, and folate to activate the proper conversion of neurotransmitters. So there's no excuse for not recovering now with our NutriMeds to either minimize or completely eliminate drugs, eliminate most surgery, and give you a rapid healing of your condition.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back. We're offering a lot of new services. I'm actually taking all of the wellness conditions I've been recently asked to update, and I'm putting them up not only as a usually under 10-minute video update on these conditions, but also posting them on Vimeo, YouTube, and all the social media, so you can find this information free. Now, if you want the full almost 400 protocols, you want to pay $99.95 a month for membership, and the computer will remember you, or $95 a year. But anybody who's one of our regular customers can request and get the full protocol. Michelle will go through the wellness conditions and grab it and send it to you. Now, if you want a consultation, it's a little step up. You have to get filled an 11-page history form, which I provide a PDF. Then you send me, you do purchase to start with two time units, which is $150 per unit. Send me all the medical records you have, or if you need to do a Citrix share file, we can log on to your hospital or clinic or lab or whatever, and it doesn't matter. I was here. I also have ways of transferring data, large amounts of data from other countries, Germany, Italy, whatever. And then I actually review with you on video the particular imaging studies, lab work, consultation reports, etc., to determine what we want to do next. Now, if you go to the YouTube or Vimeo channel, you'll see I have videos up on a lot of our shows. I convert, for example, you convert the Hour 3 show with Deborah Tavares this week, in the RS3 show with John W. Spring, and we raised a lot of concerns that had nothing to do with sex regarding the issue of Kavanaugh's nomination. That was the fact of him being a yes man under the George Bush administration during 9/11, the Iraq and Afghanistani wars, etc. We also put up lots of protocols. I have recent ones up now for Huntington's neurological disease, Huntington's chorea, parasite, worm detoxification technologies. Seizures, including the adult and child seizures, cataract and retinopathy and visual problem correction. We also have NutriMed shows that literally have done recently that go over all the different conditions, A to Z, a kind of a quick 1, 2, 3, 4, and technology for all the major categories of protocols. We have Of course, a lot of the shows with David Tavares were converting over to video. Extremely popular. I mean, he gets a lot of hits. And, of course, we have the interview back here a few weeks ago with Cody Snodgrass, that's converted and it's got hundreds and hundreds of hits, both on Vimeo and YouTube, and it's several different places it's posted, on the truth about Oklahoma City and 9/11, which, by the way, I think is much more important than this this charade that's going on regarding he says, she says in the Senate. As far as the consultations, I provide a service where I'll connect you with doctors, clinics, technology that need to give you specific treatment if you need surgery or intervention like insulin potentiated chemo, or special treatment like hyperbaric oxygen, which you can get at home, or treatments you can use like epigenetic frequency antenna or the sonic life machine that can actually send you the frequencies for that. We're working with the engineers for the company to make the lumen pads to actually integrate the Linus Pauling Deagle epigenetic frequencies for DNA induction. Those frequencies actually custom make them for each person based on their testing, lab testing, etc., with minerals and amino acids. And I can also augment that with a custom made amino acid formula to take in, say, your drink during the day, as well as custom amino acids. And I have not only our Albion chelated Nutrimed products, Vitamineral Max or Mix, the wonderful fruit flavored version, or Minerals Plus, but we also have life support with all new minerals. But I also have individual minerals with a technology that I've combined two technologies were developed by Dr. Truat, which he doesn't have in his products. We combined his atomic resonant minerals with another breakthrough, and I'm able to make sure you make super absorbed minerals for individuals based on your blood tests, the whole blood or hair analysis. Usually whole blood is the most important. I can then give you this specifically to amplify your enzymatic activity. So we can go back and test to see if things are working, whether you've got clinical improvement in your status, whether it's peripheral neuropathy, a combination of sonic life, lumen photon, nutraceuticals, and epigenetic frequencies, and we can reverse your peripheral neuropathy. If you've got Parkinson's disease, we can minimize the need for carbidopa, levodopa, and increase the production of dopamine and protect the brain from oxidative stress causing a dropout in the secondary motor neurons. We can deal with heart problems, for example, cardiac conduction problems by reversing calcification of the conduction pathways with full vitamin K2 and cardiovascular and many other nutraceuticals to help reduce free radicals and oxidative damage with methylation pathway issues such as homocysteine by reversing it with the SAM-E capsules, or we can even get the SAM-ethyl, which we can get a special order for that, which is twice the dosage in a crystalline powder that's lemon-flavored combined with trimethylglycine. But I like the SAM-E caps. I take the SAM-E caps usually at least one in the morning. And methylation is a really big deal. It makes your digestive enzymes, it myelinates your brain, it creates your ability to myelinate and create your peripheral nerves and your cardiac conduction pathways and gets rid of toxins, heavy metals, and also stops homocysteine. So it's a very big deal. You also need vitamin B6 in a form called pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is in our bio-LVR, and you need to make sure your thyroid and adrenal and hormone balance is normal. So we can test for somatopause, which means hormone deficiency of the growth hormone, male and female, andropause for males and menopause for females. We can measure hormones related to adrenal function and thyroid function. We do the advanced testing with T4, T3, and reverse T3 free. And we can do saliva tests and multiple data points for your adrenal hormones, which we measure 8 data points for cortisol, DHEA, and melatonin, and 8 data points during the day. We can also do female hormone tests during the months to see if you're cycling properly to maintain pregnancy or postmenopausal to make sure we've corrected your hormone deficiencies will prevent skin deterioration, bone deterioration, and increased cardiac disease, which, by the way, after menopause increases dramatically because female hormones are protective against heart disease. So all of these things are available. And you need to know that these can be augmented to your local family doctor or regular specialist. So we can do them in addition to whatever tests they do. I can recommend tests that they can do that they may not have done that can actually save and be under your insurance. Many of these tests, depending on your coverage, if you've got, say, Medicare, it's going to be covered by your insurance, like Meridian Valley Laboratories or Viridia Labs. It's all covered by your regular Medicare and Part B insurance. So a lot of these tests you can actually get done. So the only thing you have to do is actually spend time with me to actually design what tests you need in order to identify what the problem is and to fix it. So that's a pretty advanced set of things. And the idea to do a video transfer, You can watch the video. Usually it's a couple hours, believe it or not, where we go over everything. And we do, say, a Metapathy Hunter scan or review a QRMA, review lab work, review x-rays, MRI, CT scans. We talk about nutraceuticals. We actually can go through and list the ones for specific issues. And then we give you a typed record that actually tells you which nutraceuticals and how to take them along with which technology. Whether it's something to see, hyperbaric oxygen, low ELF infrared sauna, which I can obtain, by the way, too. The Sonic Life Machine for both exercise. I now do exercise twice a day, and it's really quite amazing. I do my low ELF sauna right after that, first thing in the morning to get kick-started for the day. And then I get back on this Sonic Life Machine for epigenetic frequency and exercise after the show. So it really helps a lot. And, of course, the older you get, especially if you're relatively immobile, like when I'm on the studio here, I'm not really running around and doing things other than going back and forth to the restroom or grabbing a soda or a glass of ice water. In order to maintain my health, I have to actually do things just like a lot of people that are relatively sedentary. It's important for you to get exercise. And the exercise machine, the best one out there is, no matter whether you're doing powerlifting or professional sports, is the Sonic Life Machine. Now, I want to kind of deviate for a moment here, and I'm going to go over some of the things I expect to happen this afternoon when Brent Kavanaugh comes forward and mentions his testimony. And the reason is I'm going to read the letter of actually his submission from yesterday. This was actually posted up. Here's what Brett Kavanaugh plans to say in his defense on Thursday. And this is what politics at the Supreme Court, and this was posted up here. And I think this is a very timely when this comes up. So when we come back in the next segment, I'm going to read off the article by Gina Martinez, September 26th, that's yesterday, what he submitted to the magazine and his actual statement. So I think we're going to find this interesting, but we do not want a kangaroo court. We don't want women to lose the Me Too movement to protect themselves. We don't want it abused. We certainly don't want politicians playing this kind of game to maintain their abortion.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Medical Report. And this is Dr. Bill Deagle here. I'm going to read the letter that's going to be the response of Brett Kavanaugh to the statements already made and questions, and of course the entire kangaroo court that's going on. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh released a prepared testimony he plans to share at a hearing in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday, and he continues to vehemently deny any accusations of sexual misconduct. By the way, I believe him, as a doctor who's been involved with emergency and forensics. Kavanaugh released a prepared statement on Wednesday, shortly before the third accuser, Julie Swetnick, came forward with claims that she witnessed him consistently engage in excessive drinking and inappropriate contact of a sexual nature with women in the early 1980s. Of course, this is tied to this Avenatti attorney, who's a showcase and a maniac. Kavanaugh denied the latest accusations under oath in a closed-door judicial committee hearing, according to an email sent by Time magazine. His first accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, came forward on September 15th and claimed Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her in a bedroom during a high school party in 1982. On Sunday, second accuser, Deborah Ramirez, came forward and claimed that Kavanaugh exposed himself in front of her during a college party. Kavanaugh swiftly denied both Ford and Ramirez's allegations. In his prepared statement, Kavanaugh denies Ford's accusation immediately, unequivocally, and categorically, calls Ramirez's accusations false and uncorroborated. He says that the accusations are of an effort to block his nomination. Kavanaugh also says he will not be intimidated into withdrawing and says he has never sexually assaulted anyone, not in high school, nor in college, nor ever, not ever. Kavanaugh also admits that he was not a perfect person in high school, but the misconduct he's being accused of is inconsistent with the rest of his life, which, by the way, you see recidivism or a pattern that always occurs in sexual people that are doing assaults. I spent most of my time in high school focused on academics, sports, church, and service, he says in the statement, but I was not perfect in those days, just as I am not perfect today. I drink beer with my friends, usually on weekends. Sometimes I had too many. In retrospect, I said and did things in high school that make me cringe now. Below Kavanaugh's full prepared written testimony, and here it is. Prepared witness testimony of Judge Brett M. Kavanaugh, nomination hearing to serve as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, September 27, 2018, submitted September 26, that's yesterday, Mr. Chairman, Ranking Member Feinstein, and members of the committee 11 days ago. Dr. Ford publicly accused me of committing a serious wrong more than 36 years ago when we were both in high school. I denied the allegations immediately, unequivocally, and categorically. The next day, I told the committee I wanted to testify as soon as possible under oath to clear my name. Over the past few days, other false and uncorroborated accusations have been aired. There has been a frenzy to come up with something, anything, no matter how far-fetched or odious, that will block a vote on my nomination. These are last-minute smears, pure and simple. They debase our public discourse, and the consequences extend beyond any one nomination. Such grotesque and obvious character assassinations, if allowed to succeed, will dissuade competent and good people of all political persuasions from serving our country. As I told the committee last time I prepared before you, a federal judge must be independent, not swayed by public political pressure. That is the kind of judge I am and will always be. I will not be intimidated into withdrawing from the process. This effort to destroy my good name will not drive me out. The vile threats of violence against my family will not be drive me out. And by the way, there are a lot of threats against his wife as well, especially after she did a video interview beside Brett Kavanaugh. I am here in the morning to answer these questions, allegations, and to tell the truth. And the truth is that I have never sexually assaulted anyone, not in high school, not in college, not ever. Sexual assault is horrific. It is immorally wrong. It is illegal. It is contrary to my religious faith. It contradicts the core promises of the nation that all people are created equal and are entitled to treatment with dignity and respect. Allegations of sexual assault must be taken seriously. Those who make allegations deserve to be heard. The subject of allegations and also deserves to be heard. Due process is the foundation of the American rule of law. By the way, all the requests that Blasey Ford made in her attorney would violate judicial prudence. Dr. Ford's allegations dates back more than 36 years to a party that she says occurred during a time in high school. I spent most of my time in high school focused on academics, sports, church, and service, but I was not perfect in those days, just as I am not perfect today. I drank beer with my friends usually on weekends. Sometimes I had too many. In retrospect, I said that I did things in high school that make me cringe now, but that's not why we are here today. What I've been accused of is far more serious than juvenile misbehavior. I never did anything remotely resembling what Dr. Ford describes. The allegations of misconduct is completely inconsistent with the rest of my life. The record of my life from my days in grade school to the present days shows that I have always promoted the equality and dignity of women. By the way, we had 65 women that signed up that statement from high school and on. I've seen them on Fox News, and they've actually presented their 65 signatures to the Senate committee. I have categorically and unequivocally denied the allegations against me by Dr. Ford. I never had any sexual or physical encounter with any kind of Dr. Ford. I am not questioning Dr. Ford may not have been sexually assaulted by some person in some place at some time, but I've never done that to her or to anyone else. I am innocent of this charge. Okay, so he's going to have additional testimony. What I would say here is a number of questions. Number one, who paid for the so-called testing to see if she was lying or not? And the question list with it was completely incompetent. I know how to proceed with probably a lie detector test. This was not, would be thrown out just on the very basis, no matter who the person was involved. There's no police reports, no corroborating individuals that can say at a specific time, date, or even building when the things happened. These came up, it looks to me like false memory syndrome in someone who has psychological problems. Obviously, although she does fly, she's terrified of flying. And they came up that she may not even be able to come out, so that's why they delayed the hearing until Thursday. They could have flown out and actually had this hearing and asked a lot of questions, but she never even filed or could still file if there was penetration, which there never was an attempt to. But if she says there was a filing, she never even called the local police department in the place where this supposedly happened, either now or in 2012 after psychological counseling. So there's too many inconsistencies here. This looks like false memory syndrome with someone who's mentally ill, who has worked for the abortion industry, Corcept, wrote 8 papers with statistical analysis of the mifepristone abortifacient drug for that company. But people should start understanding here, the left will do anything to maintain control or to get power back, anything to maintain abortion and stop the possible destruction of Roe v. Wade, which if they simply had ultrasound back years ago, Roe v. Wade would have proven that it's a separate individual, that there's a person there. At the time when they're doing almost all the abortions, there's a full-sized baby that's, you know, basically small but still there, playing with his toes and sucking his thumb. And for anybody to say this other than murder is a liar. But people have to understand this not only destroys the family, but it destroys even protection of women. So Lazy Ford and these other people coming forward with GoFundMe accounts were making $90,000 a day to hire attorneys to kind of scantastically kind of try to cripple this man. I can guarantee you that if he does not get approved, then Kavanaugh is going to file major lawsuits against Ford and against anyone else who came in with false allegations, and they're going to have to face it in a real court of law, and with perjury in court, they may end up with jail time, or giant fines, or both. So I think people should start understanding that there's consequences to this, to society. If we permit this kind of, we call circus-type event, where the dark side Democrats can actually destroy the career of a man so they can keep an agenda such as abortion there or stop constitutional return to the Constitution as a fixed document, then our society is doomed. I'm hoping that Kavanaugh will be approved, this will be set aside, and Kavanaugh should, even if he's nominated, he should file a lawsuit against Blasey Ford and Ramirez and others that want to come against him to prove in a court of law that these liars actually try to destroy his reputation, mainly to continue a political agenda. That's what this is all about. If you don't see that, you're not paying attention. And I don't want women's rights to file against if they've been assaulted, destroyed too. This woman is actually destroying the rights of women to file and file charges against men who do assault them. That needs to be protected. We'll be back in hour number 2 in just a moment. Hour number 3, Scott Adams, a major update after this testimony. This is a major issue to be dealt with the Trump administration. Very, very important for the midterms.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.